my place. Said stop being a baby, it's gonna be okay. Got me through a lot of the hard times. Cause every time I told him a story, told me one worse than mine. It might be the right way, it might be the only way. But he lived his life the best that he can. He made me a man.
Beautiful Texas, Cable Smith welcoming everybody to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Chevy Silverado and Hoff Power Polaris. Man, I am thrilled to be here with you on this Father's Day weekend. A great tune there from Matt Dunn, by the way. A pop song is the name of that one. I'd like to dedicate that one to my pops, and I want to dedicate the entire show to not just my dad, but also your father and grandfather. Because for so many of us out there, it's those special people who first taught us how to tie on a hook or pitch a tent or shoot a 22, and most importantly, how to love and respect the outdoors. And so this morning, every song we play coming in and out of commercial breaks will be a tribute to all the dads out there. And with that being said, y'all get ready, because we've got a great show lined up for you. Off the top, we're going to talk some archery with bone collector Travis T-Bone Turner. You probably know him from the Outdoor Channel. Not only is he a proficient professional hunter, but T-Bone is also a world champion 3D archer, and we're going to get into some very special events that are coming up here in Texas next week that T-Bone will be a part of. And then T-Bone will explain how to find the ideal draw weight for each bow hunter out there. So good stuff coming up with him. Then we'll be joined by Bill Cox. He's the owner of Jack County's Cox Wildlife Ranch. They are sponsoring our June Photo of the Month contest. And this month's winner will get to join me on an overnight hog hunt down there. So he will join us to tell us a little bit about the ranch and that that prize package. So we will talk a little pig hunting with Mr. Cox. And then we'll be joined by Rockwall, Texas native Eddie Drake. Eddie recently competed at the Red River Shootout Noodling Tournament, where he shattered the previous record for flathead catfish being weighed in at any noodling tournament, and he'll be here to tell us all about the 90-pound behemoth that he brought in to the Red River Shootout. He also collected a pretty nice payday, and he'll tell us a little bit about that as well. Then we'll round out the broadcast by checking in with outdoor cameraman Chad Parker, and Chad has a lot of great insight on how to become more proficient at self-filming your hunt. It's not an easy task, and at times it can be kind of frustrating, but if you're like me, it's something that you strive to be better at, because a lot of times, you know, you don't have a buddy with you out there in the woods, and you do want to get that stuff on film. So anyway, Chad has some very insightful tips to share with us this morning in regards to self-filming our hunts. What else here? Oh yeah. Don't forget to send in your June photo entries. Like we mentioned, this month's prize is a pig hunt down at Cox Wildlife Ranch. And then of course, our 2013 photo of the year winner will join me on an exotic buck/spring turkey hunt down at Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas next spring. So send in those outdoor photos. You can email them to cable@lonestaroutdoorsshow.com. Last thing to mention, we've got a $25 Cabela's gift card that we're going to give away this morning to the third person to text in the word dad. That's dad to 214-289-7807. 214-289-7807. Third person to text in this morning when you hear George Strait will get this Cabela's gift card. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by bone collector Travis T-Bone Turner. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
I'm so afraid, how will I go on with you gone that way? Don't want to cry anymore, so may I stay with you. And he said that's my job.
Ben Lofton Fencing is Texas' premier fencing company. They apply a design it right, build it right the first time mindset to all projects. And with 15 plus years experience, there's no job they won't tackle. Ben Lofton Fencing specializes in deer and exotic game fences, breeder and handling facilities, water gaps, as well as farm and ranch fences and corrals and working pens. Better Business Bureau certified, they offer the quality and personal service you expect. So for your next fencing project, go Texan and call Mr. Lofton himself at 254-709-1320 or visit benloftonfencing.com. Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
Baskins, your Western and workwear headquarters, has all of the latest in Western clothing. Come on in to find the hottest styles of jeans, boots, hats, and belts from your favorite Western brands. Be sure to check out our great lineup of Wrangler fashions. Baskins is a Wrangler PRCA dealer with a full selection of your favorite Wrangler jeans and shirts. Also, check out Baskins' selection of workwear and flame-resistant clothing. Go to Baskins.com for all locations and store information, and check us out on Facebook for monthly contests. Baskins, Western and workwear.
A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knot, make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when daddy let me drive.
Cable Smith welcoming everybody back to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Chevy Silverado and Pop Power Polaris. Drives, the name of that classic there from Alan Jackson, as we pay tribute to all the dads and granddads out there on this Father's Day weekend. Thanks for letting me ride shotgun with you this morning as we are about to talk some bow hunting with one of the outdoor industry's larger-than-life personalities. But first, this segment proudly brought to you by Rudy's True Texas Style Barbecue and Elite Archery. I just got the new 2013 Elite Hunter, and let me tell you, I cannot wait to take that bad boy into the field. That being said, it is now my pleasure to welcome an old friend back to the show. He's a former outdoor 3D world champion archer, but you probably know him more for his work on Michael Waddell's Bone Collector. Travis T-Bone Turner, thanks for dropping in, man.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Let's go ahead and jump right into it here. Travis, out of all of the hunts that the Bone Collectors went on last year, you, Michael, and Nick, which one was the most memorable for you?
I guess my favorite hunt last year was in Indiana. I took a really good buck, and it was, and one of the reasons why is because so many times we go on these hunts, there'll be 5, 6, 7, 8 days long, and you know, it always comes down to the wire, it seems like. But this particular hunt, we hadn't been off of the airplane about 2.5 hours, and they put us in a stand. It was kind of late one evening, and it was a tall box stand. Basically, it was an old shooting platform from a 3D range, actually. They hadn't had any 3D shoots there in about 15 years, but they had this huge shooting house, which was like 25 foot up in the air, and it was 16 foot by 16 foot, and it was just a huge Taj Mahal. And they put us up there, and they said, hey, you know, this is a new piece of property. Basically, this is just going to be a scouting evening, you know, see what you can see and see what kind of activity, and then we'll hone in on them, you know, tomorrow. And we got up there, and it was the evening was winding on in, and I did a little rattling sequence. We was basically filming and just kind of making light of, you know, hey, we're in this Taj Mahal, and, you know, you don't expect to be your normal bow hunting situation, and dang if I didn't rattle in a 9-point that scored 158, so poked him out of that Taj Mahal, so that was kind of a cool hunt.
Right on, man. And, you know, it wouldn't really be hunting if they were all that easy, but it's nice to have one like that every once in a while. Travis, season 5 of Bone Collector, I believe, is at the halfway point right now. Y'all have got a little break going on, and then I think it picks back up in July with all new episodes.
You'll see 13 more of season 5, which will start in July, because the Outdoor Channel has us airing, you know, all year long. So
like
we're
split
not
season.
A half-year show. So 13 more shows, new shows, is going to start airing in July.
Awesome. So if you haven't already, be sure to set your DVR for Bone Collector, which of course airs on Outdoor Channel. Travis, something that I saw on your Facebook page that looked absolutely awesome. Can't wait to do it. You were bow fishing for stingray, and it looked like you guys absolutely wore them out.
Yeah. And short of folks that know me or follow me, they, you know, short of killing a whitetail, that's my favorite thing is bow fishing. Bow fishing for anything, but we've started doing quite a bit more with stingrays. They're really fun because it seems to be they're more predictable, especially in the bays and stuff in Florida, where the water is pretty much the same all the time. Whereas when we're going in these lakes and rivers, you have to worry about levels of the water and you have to worry about the clarity of the water. Whereas it's pretty much, you know, short of it raining or really windy. The water conditions are always going to be pretty favorable when you're down in Florida. Not to mention that hitting a stingray is like hitting a small pizza box to a car hood versus hitting a small slender gar, so it's a little easier target, so that makes it appealing too.
Well, on top of that, I hear that they are delicious.
Yeah, they're not bad, actually. A lot of people have said, I don't know if it's a wives' tale or what, but they say that some of your Chinese buffets uses them for imitation scallops, but it certainly does taste like that, so it's not bad at all.
Well, scallops are pretty tough to beat, so I'm definitely going to be taking my bow with me down to Port Aransas here in a couple weeks. Travis, just looking at your schedule, man, you're going to be coming to Texas for the better part of a week in just a few days, and there are a couple reasons why. First of all, you'll be at the Whitetails Unlimited Banquet in Roanoke next Friday, the 21st. I know that you were very involved in that organization.
Absolutely, yeah. Been involved with Whitetails Unlimited for a number of years now, and fortunate enough, they've named me their spokesperson. So, doing a lot of banquets. They really run a great banquet. We call it a banquet, but I kind of renamed it. It's more like a redneck pep rally. I mean, we're celebrating whitetails. We're celebrating our hunting heritage. You know, giving away a lot of guns, and we're fellowshipping, and it's just a really good time. I mean, it's always a fun as had by all at the banquet. So I'm excited to do one in Texas. I haven't been to Texas to do one, and they've got a humdinger of one planned for that Friday evening when we're in Texas.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, and then the next day, Saturday the 22nd, you'll be out at one of my absolute favorite places, Cinnamon Creek Ranch. You'll be doing product and shooting demonstrations and just kind of hanging out with folks who are passionate about archery.
I just know that it is a mecca for archery. I've heard a lot about it over the years, and I can't wait to go visit it. I know that I've been talking with the guys on the phone, so I'm really excited to get down there and just, you know, fellowship with folks that just like watching arrows fly. So it's going to be a good time for Saturday and Sunday. And then I think we're going to stay over a couple of days and actually go on a gator gar hunt. So I'm looking forward to that too.
Right, and I was going to ask you about that here momentarily, but backing up to that Saturday night, the 22nd, there's a very special dinner planned. It's called T-Bones with T-Bone.
That was an easy name to come up with, wasn't it?
I'd say they hit that out of the park. But no, it should be a great evening. There's going to be awesome food. Those guys at Cinnamon Creek, they know how to cook, that's for sure. Then they've got some exciting stuff that they're giving away, including a bow fishing trip with you, as well as an autographed bow by the entire Bone Collector crew. And for more information, if you want to buy a ticket, you can do so at cinnamoncreekranch.com. But overall, it's going to be an awesome evening.
Besides just everybody getting together and fellowshipping and celebrating the flight of the arrow, I mean, they've got a ton of stuff to give away between the banquet, between the store events that we're going to be having Saturday and Sunday. It's just going to be a free-for-all of arrow slinging fun.
It's going to be a blast. That is for sure. Well, hey, you mentioned that you're going to be going bow fishing for alligator gar, and I knew that you wouldn't come down to the Lone Star State and not have some kind of hunting or fishing trip planned.
Yeah, I've shot, you know, I've been bow fishing all across the country, and I've, you know, long nose gar, short nose gar, stingrays, big head carp, Asian carp, you name it. You know, common carp, all the different types of carps. I've been anywhere from Wisconsin to Chesapeake Bay to Florida, you know, in the Kentucky, and I've never been able to shoot a gator gar. So that'd be my goal, to get one like 150 pounds plus, so that we could put it on the wall in the man cave.
Well, we certainly have some nice gator gar here in Texas. I mean, the Trinity River system, that thing has some fish in it that are older than you and I combined.
Oh, I know it. That's crazy. I look forward to maybe stobbing one of them.
Oh, yeah. And the backstraps from those things, surprisingly, are phenomenal. So you have that to look forward to as well. Travis, something else I wanted to bring up, which I saw on your website at tboneoutdoors.com. You're very active in answering your fans' questions. And one of them was in regards to what is the appropriate draw weight to have your bow set at? And, you know, I think we lose a lot of hunters. And Ted Nugent's been preaching about this for years and years. But folks go out and they either borrow a bow or they buy a bow with a draw weight set way too high for themselves. And you and I both know that when you're out there in the field hunting, sometimes you've got to have that bow pulled back for a minute, 3 minutes, you know, maybe 5 minutes. And if it's set at too high a poundage, that can be really uncomfortable. And then it results in people losing interest in the sport very quickly. So what are your thoughts on how to find that appropriate draw weight for each individual hunter?
Well, and absolutely. I mean, think about it. We hunted with recurves, you know, 20 and 30 years ago that were only 45, 50 pounds. And bows of today, because of all the innovative technological advances on these bows, they're just so efficient. So a bow that was 15 years old at 60 pounds is equivalent to one nowadays that's about 45 pounds. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of kids and women and folks that are just not capable of pulling, you know, high poundage bows. By all means, I think most states, the laws are 40 pounds minimum, and that's plenty enough to kill a deer. Now, granted, you don't want to be taking 30 and 40 and 50 yard shots with that, but that doesn't mean you can't get up in there, and especially in the state of Texas, put a pile of corn out there at 20 yards and fill the freezer up with some slick heads. That, by all means, you can enjoy the sport with 40 pounds and good, sharp, cut-on contact broadheads, and, you know, don't go super ultra light with the arrow. Make sure that you got a little bit of mass weight there to get you some kinetic energy and penetration, and there's no reason why you just can't, you know, make sure that you're accurate, and shot placement is key on anything, but absolutely, you'll get plenty of penetration, and you can...
Yeah, and sorry to cut you off there, Travis, but, you know, my bow's set it reasonably light. It's set at 55 pounds, and I think that you even said on your website that 35 pounds would be the absolute, you know, lowest end as far as ethically killing a whitetail that you would recommend.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would say. I mean, I'm not saying that it hasn't been done and you can't do it, but, you know, you got to draw a line in the sand somewhere, and, naturally, we want folks to draw as much weight as they possibly comfortably can, and the key word is comfortably. And a good way of doing that is, this is a little helpful hint. People say, "Well, how do I know what weight to pull?" Because if you're taking 60 pounds and you're having to spread your legs, you know, 3 feet wide and hold the bow over your head and walk it around your garage to pull it back one time at 60 pounds. Well, it's obvious that's too much weight. Mm-hmm. A good rule of thumb is, if you'll sit in a chair where the tops of your thighs are parallel to the floor, and if you'll just put the weight on your tips of your toes, and, you know, have your legs together, not spread, and you can pull that bow back without, you know, absolutely just straining your guts out, that's going to tell you, you know, a good ballpark of where the weight needs to be. You need to be sitting down so that you're not leveraging anything that's below your belly button, that you're just using your upper body. And then that way you can assure that you can shoot that repetitively, you can practice with it, you can feel comfortable with it, even if you sat there for 4 hours and in 30-degree weather, you know that you're going to be able to pull that bow back comfortably and you're going to be able to handle it. because there's been so many times people have too much of a bow, like you had said earlier, and the moment of truth comes and they can't get the bow back. So that's a good rule of thumb. Tops of your thighs parallel with the ground, and if you can pull the bow back comfortably without walking it around and moving and shaking, that's going to be the weight that you're going to need to practice with and hunt with.
Hey, great insight, my friend. We certainly appreciate your time today, T-Bone. Folks can check you out at tboneoutdoors.com, and then, of course, you're also on Facebook and Twitter with that same name. Well, we are certainly looking forward to the Whitetails Unlimited Banquet on the 21st, and then next Saturday we've got a full day planned out at Cinnamon Creek Ranch, shooting demonstrations, giveaways, and then T-Bones with T-Bone that evening. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. I so look forward to seeing you guys, so make sure y'all come on out and make sure you celebrate Cinnamon Creek Ranch, because it is a great facility, and those facilities like that stay around and are open because of patronage from customers and people in the area. So make sure you come on out and come see us, and let's have some fun. I mean, that's one thing we can guarantee. We will have fun that day.
Well, we're looking forward to it, brother. Hey, T-Bone, thanks again, and we'll see you next weekend.
Man, thank you so much for the time. We'll see y'all soon.
Later, buddy.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Bone collector Travis T-Bone Turner, one of the nicest and most approachable guys in the outdoor industry. That segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by Sendero Seed Company, Texas' premier seed company. They've got anything and everything you need to keep your whitetail herd healthy and happy. So if you're starting to think about food plots, give my buddy Rob Hughes a call at 1-877-610-SEED today, or check them out online at senderoseed.com. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Bill Cox, the owner of Cox Wildlife Ranch. They are sponsoring our June 2013 Photo of the Month contest, and we'll give you all the details on how you could win an overnight hog hunt. You're listening to Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Looking back on the lessons he taught me throughout the years, your word as your bond, and keep your chin up whether good or bad. Son says your dad.
Cinnamon Creek Ranch is not your typical archery club. It's a one-of-a-kind archery facility with indoor and outdoor ranges, a full pro shop, and six different 3D courses. Cinnamon Creek was designed by hunters for hunters, located on 80 acres in Roanoke, Texas, and offering over 200 3D targets to shoot at. This one-of-a-kind event facility was designed with the bow hunter in mind. Call 817-439-8998 or visit us at cinnamoncreekranch.com. That's cinnamoncreekranch.com.
Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road, and that's just what you'd expect from your truck, the Chevy Silverado. From worksite to home front, dependability, based on longevity, 1981 through July 2012, full-size pickup registrations.
BioBore EB is the premier gasoline additive that combats the negative effects ethanol has on an engine. Its comprehensive formula is designed to protect marine engines and marine environments, yet also works great in all 2- and 4-stroke engines. It prevents phase separation and ethanol-related engine problems while stabilizing fuel for 18 months. BioBore's detergents also clean the entire fuel system of carbon and varnishes. BioBore EB has the best treat rate in the industry. 1 ounce treats an amazing 15 gallons of gas. Available at your local sporting goods store or visit BioBore.com today.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffbauer for Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. We hope you love listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, because we do, and we're proud to be a title sponsor. Now listen up, we here at Hoffbauer Outdoor Superstore have got some great deals for you folks that love the great outdoors. Whether you're needing a brand new Polaris ATV or maybe a Polaris Ranger to ride around, check your deer feeders, get to and from the deer blind, maybe to get you down to the dove patch, whatever your needs are, we can fix you up with a brand new Polaris today. Now we're also a New Holland tractor and equipment dealer. Now I'm just speculating, but maybe you need a new tractor and shredder to shred around your deer blinds, maybe clean up around deer camp, or maybe even shred a few lanes in the old sunflower patch. Now, we've got lots more than just Polaris and New Holland, so come check us out today, Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Gulfway, Texas. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com. Better yet, just come see us. Highway 84 West in Gulfway, Texas, and in Central Texas for over 48 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show. You taught me there was more to life than just getting by. If you want your dreams, the only limit is the sky. If you use your head, then you won't have to break your back. You taught me how to drink my coffee black.
Cable Smith welcoming each and every one of you back to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. Black is the name of that tune there. Great one from Travis Meadows. Is we're only playing stuff that honors all the fathers and grandfathers out there this Father's Day weekend. Because I know, certainly for me and probably for many of y'all, if it wasn't for my dad, I wouldn't have this love for the outdoors that I do. And it was his dad that inspired that in him. So anyway, just want to say thanks to all the dads and granddads out there. This segment of the show is proudly brought to you by Real Bark Hunting Blinds, the official blind of our show. Real Bark is Texas-made and Texas-owned and offers the finest in comfort and durability in a hunting blind. Be sure to visit their website at realbark.com to see their full line of extreme blinds today. Well, let's go ahead and welcome our next guest. By now, most of y'all are probably familiar with our Photo of the Month contest that we do every month. We've got great outdoor prizes, hunting trips, and other stuff that we give away. This month is no exception, as we have got an overnight hog hunting package at Cox Wildlife Ranch in Jack County. And here to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome the ranch owner, Mr. Bill Cox, to the program.
My privilege.
Well, it's great to have you here with us, and I actually know firsthand just how nice your place is, as I was able to turkey hunt out there just a couple months ago, actually. And I'm going to let you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your operation.
Well, we actually hunt pretty much everything. We duck hunt, we turkey hunt, we varmint hunt, we hog hunt, we deer hunt. I have exotics, and we pretty well hunt year-round.
And Mr. Cox, how about how many acres do you have down there at Cox Wildlife Ranch?
Actually, we have a total of 4,100 acres that we lease for turkey hunting, that I lease, I'm sorry. And we do turkey and hog hunts on that. Deer hunting, we do it all in the high fence area. We do duck hunts on the whole 4,100 acres.
Right, so if you can hunt it in Texas, you guys are pretty much doing it. Talk a little bit about the accommodations that our June photo contest winner will get to enjoy.
Sure, yeah, we've got normally if there's only four hunters, it'll stay in our house, mm-hmm. in separate bedrooms, and each bedroom actually has its own thermostat, bathroom, and entrance. So. And if there's more than four hunters, I've got a little cabin next door that sleeps eight very comfortable.
Uh-huh. And the lodge has just, I mean, a bazillion whitetail mounts and exotic mounts to look at, plus a pool table and other stuff as well. But one of my favorite things about staying with you guys was the cooking. I mean, it was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, and I enjoy cooking. So, and I enjoy people having a good time and eating well while they're here. And everybody tells me they got to leave so they can get on a diet.
So obviously the accommodations and dining experience lacks nothing to be desired. Let's talk a little bit about the pig hunt that our June photo contest winner will be joining us on. And now you actually have feeders set up all over the 4,100 acres.
I've got six different feeders that I keep fed year round. And, we only hog hunt once a month, and I do that, number one, to keep the hogs from running off, and number two, I want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to kill something. So we only hog hunt once a month, and we do that with either 200 to 800, depending uh-huh. on how big of a group. And I'll put a bag of corn, starting the week before, a bag of corn out each night at each feeder. And normally all that is eaten overnight. So you'll have an opportunity to hopefully kill quite a few pigs.
Yes, sir. And speaking of quite a few pigs, when I was turkey hunting with you, you were showing me the ranch the day that I got there, and you said, hey, grab your rifle because we might come across a group of pigs. Sure enough, the first feeder we come up to, there's 25 pigs underneath it, and I was lucky enough to drop a couple of them with the trusty old Howa 308.
That's correct. And, you know, it's a little cooler back then, but now that it's the heat is on, these pigs have gone pretty well nocturnal, so it'll be all y'all stay out in the blind all night long or until you can't or until you shoot something and you're happy, you don't want to shoot anything else, time to come in.
Yes, sir. And that's made possible because you actually have motion-sensored lights on each one of those feeders, so you could definitely see the pigs when they come in at night. Now, as far as other things that you have on the ranch, you mentioned exotics. I've seen quite a few nice black bucks at your place. What else do you have other than axis deer and black buck right now?
Right now, that's all I have ready to shoot. Of course, my fallows are in growth right now. My whitetails are in growth.
Sure.
When whitetail season kicks in, I do, and I've got a limited number of mature 8 points. And, of course, I won't know the number until later this year, but I usually have somewhere between 6 to 8 8-points that are mature for 4 and 5 year old deer that need to be taken out, and I'll do a $1,000 special on them.
And that right there is the working man's special hunt.
Yes, sir. I figure anybody can afford that. And, you know, that way it gives everybody an opportunity to hunt that wants to, and of course I've got some a lot higher price deer too.
Right. Well, hey, when you factor in the price of a lease, corn, feeders, blinds, fuel to get to and from, you know, $1,000 for an 8-point, that's a hell of a deal.
Oh, yeah. You spent more than $1,000 on a lease.
Oh, yeah.
Gas and feed and everything else. So it is. It's a pretty good bargain. And like I say, it's a limited number of hunts. I usually try to book at least 8 of those a year. If you don't get your deer on the first weekend, the second weekend, or the second next 2 days, whether it's during the week or weekend, just come on and we'll hunt you until you get your 8 points.
Well, it's a steal of a deal, that's for sure, Mr. Cox. And if people want to check out the website, maybe get in touch with you, they can do so by visiting Cox Wildlife Ranch. That's coxwildliferanch.com. And then you guys are also on Facebook, of course. What's the best contact number to get a hold of you?
940-644-5106. And that's actually the home and ranch number. Cell number doesn't work out here, so those that have a busy schedule and want to get away from that cell phone for a few days, come out here. Oh, also fishing. I have some excellent fishing, too.
Yes, sir.
And that's all free on all hunts.
Excellent. Well, Mr. Cox, I certainly appreciate your time today, and we definitely are thrilled to have you guys sponsoring our June photo contest. I am looking forward to joining the June winner and heading out to the ranch there in Jack County and laying the hammer down on some feral hogs.
Sounds great, Cable.
All right, we will see you soon. Take care, Mr. Cox.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so if you want to send in a photo for our June contest, you can do so by emailing them to cable@lonestaroutdoorsshow.com. I will be happy to submit them into our June photo contest. And you guys and gals get to pick the winner as voting takes place on our website at the end of each month. So send in those photos. Cox Wildlife Ranch, it's a beautiful place. And I'm certainly looking forward to doing a little pig hunting with one of you fine folks. Well, let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by a noodler, a Rockwall, Texas native Eddie Drake, who recently caught the largest flathead catfish ever turned in at a noodling tournament. This bad boy weighed over 80 pounds, and we'll hear all about that experience, which actually landed Eddie in the hospital. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
My father had a Randall knife. My mother gave it to him. When he went off to World War II to save us all from ruin. Now, if you've ever held a Randall knife, know my father well.
Frisco Gun Club is a one-of-a-kind facility offering a luxury gun range, club, and retail pro shop, selling firearms, ammo, accessories, and apparel. With 36 handgun lanes and 4 rifle lanes, it's the largest indoor range in the country. Gunsmiths are on-site, and CHL and safety training classes are available. Frisco Gun Club is open to the public and has a variety of annual memberships from entry-level to private VIP club, complete with full bar, cigar room, and upscale dining. Call 855-FRISCO-CLUB, that's 855-FRISCO-CLUB, or visit friscogun.com. Opening summer 2013.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at LoneStarAgCredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com.
Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road, and that's just what you'd expect from your truck, the Chevy Silverado. From worksite to home front, dependability, based on longevity, 1981 through July 2012, full-size pickup registrations.
Howdy Outdoors fans, Michael Kerrview, Internet Manager at Graf Chevrolet. We're proud to be the official dealership of the Lone Star Radio Show. We have a large selection of new Chevys starting at just $12,999. Lowest overhead means lowest price in North Texas. We'll beat any price on a new Chevy guaranteed. Drive a little, save a lot. Chevys are cheaper in Grand Prairie. Call 800-560-3518 or shop online 24/7 at GrafChevrolet.com. Graf Chevrolet, serving Texas outdoors fans since 1952. Chevy runs deep.
All right, this is Phil Robertson, better known as the Duck Commander. This is the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, because I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son.
There's a classic from the man in black, bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show as we are celebrating all those dads and granddads out there this Father's Day. Thanks as always to our presenting sponsors, Hoff Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado, of course. I'm Cable Smith, so glad to be here talking outdoors with you as we are about to hear a noodling tale for the ages. A record-breaking flathead catfish was caught just a couple weeks ago. And we'll visit with that angler shortly. But first, I need to remind you to get to Cabela's to take advantage of the Father's Day sale this weekend. You'll find great deals like the GoPro Hero 3 HD Adventure Camera for just $399.99. You'll get 25% off a wide selection of men's apparel, 30% off Cabela's Pro Guide spinning and casting rods, 25% off Cabela's logo tees and caps, and 15% off Cabela's rugged outdoor furniture collection. Shop in-store or at Cabela's.com. Well, without further delay, let's go ahead and bring on our next guest. He's a Rockwall, Texas native, and he recently caught the largest catfish ever weighed in at a competitive noodling tournament. It's my pleasure to welcome Eddie Drake to the program.
Thanks for having me, Cable.
Hey, it's great to have you here. And before we talk about this 90-pound flathead catfish that you caught, tell us a little bit about your background in noodling and you know, how you got into the sport.
Well, let me correct you real quick. It was 90 on my scales. On their scales, it weighed 81, 25. Either way, it's the biggest one ever caught. But I got into noodling 3 years ago with the rumors of the noodling being legalized in Texas. A friend of my wife's, David Baggett, who is a famous noodler, he came down and saw some of our water and looked at it and liked it, and we got in the water right after it was legalized, and within 5 minutes in the water, I had a couple big 35-pound flatheads on my hand, and I was addicted ever since.
Awesome, awesome, yeah. Well, hey, tell us a little bit about this tournament, the Red River Shootout. How many teams were entered?
James Dry put on the event at the Choctaw Casino in Durant. The Red River Shootout's the first year of it, and it was a great event. We had 73 teams enter it this year, and a great turnout, a lot of fans, and it was a good time.
Uh-huh. And my understanding is that, as far as the purse was concerned, this had the biggest payout of any noodling tournament in history.
Yes, it was, and that's probably what drew so many noodlers to it, and I know it's just going to get bigger and bigger from what James has told me about the event. It's just it's going to grow, and the sport's growing as well, so I'm excited.
Well, it must have been some kind of a tournament, pretty prestigious anyway, to draw some of the bigger names like our mutual friend Scooter Bivens from the hit TV show Mudcats.
Yeah, Scooter was there. Scooter's a good guy. He, it's hard to walk away from a tournament with that big of a prize money, so you get everybody coming out to compete against you.
Well, Eddie, let's talk about your payday. You get the big fish, which, like we said, weighed 90 pounds on your scale, 81 and some change on theirs. And then you also get big stringer, and you end up with a couple of pretty nice paychecks, man.
Yes, we had a big fish buy-in, which everybody put a $25 per entry fee, and it was 100% payout for big fish. So that was a separate deal. But the stringer, me and my teammate Blake Pruitt, we had the three fish stringer of $178.35 to bring in as well, so that paid the $4,000 check. So $5,525 paycheck wasn't too bad day of fishing right there.
Right on. Yeah, the biggest payday in the sport's history. But now this didn't come without some serious repercussions, as you are actually joining us from a hospital bed today.
Correct.
What's going on there, man?
Well, it is a dangerous sport, and I recommend anybody that goes out and gets in the water to definitely have somebody with them that's knowledgeable about the sport. It's something you just don't want to jump into by yourself and with a couple guys that have never done it. But there's a lot of dangers with rock and concrete and stuff, and, of course, concrete's got rebar in it, and I found a piece of rebar, and it slipped me open on the side of my leg here. And I got stitched up and went to the weigh-in. After the weigh-in, it took on an infection, so I had to rush to the ER the next day, and they cut open my stitches, and I've been treated with IV antibiotics for the last 9 days now, so I got a couple more. I think I got another week left in me here at the hospital before it's completely healed.
Oh, man. So over 2 weeks total in the hospital.
Yeah, the legs, they carry a lot of bacteria in it, and if you get an open wound and it gets infected, it can get nasty quick. And luckily, I got some doctors that were real aggressive with their treatment and were able to save my leg, my foot.
Well, that's the good news, but it sounds like no pain, no gain in the noodling world.
It's a tough man sport for sure. I don't think too many wussies are going to be out there sticking their hands in holes grabbing flatheads. It's just...
Well, you know, we've never met, but I've seen a picture of you. You're a pretty big guy. you know, when we first were talking the other day off the air, you mentioned that kind of what turns you on was actually getting in the water and grappling with a huge catfish.
I have maybe a little bit of a size advantage against other anglers. I am 6'5", 400 pounds, and I played some college football, so I've been fighting around on the football field for as long as I can remember. So getting in the water and wrestling an 80-pound fish wasn't something that I was too timid by, for sure. And it's something I look forward to doing again as soon as I get healed up.
Well, Eddie, we were talking off the air earlier this week, and I am interested in going noodling with you, but there is that, you know, that thing in the back of my mind that's kind of saying, am I insane to want to do that? Because you stick your hand in this dark hole underwater, how do you know that there's no snapping turtle or venomous snake in there? Is that something that you just learn by experience, or is it kind of a crapshoot every time?
You learn just like any other angler would. You learn the structure of where you're fishing, and you kind of feel the bottoms of the water, and your flatheads are going to be sticking to a harder bottom. You're going to look for sandy areas and stuff, and their holes are going to be clean. You won't find a lot of trash as far as debris, and you won't find as much silt or stuff in the holes. They kind of fan them out pretty good. So you look for the opening of the hole to be smooth and clean before you go into it. And you don't want air in a hole, because air in a hole, you can have some snakes on the backside of it, or you can have beaver or whatnot on the backside of the air hole. So everything I fish, I try to stay underwater and look for clean, clean holes.
Well, I'll just take your word for it, man. You point me in the right direction, I'll stick my hand in there. And I'm an adrenaline junkie, so I'll try anything at least one time. But hey, you know, noodling has been legal in Texas for over 2 years now. So how have you seen the sport grow, and do you think it will continue to take off here in the Lone Star State?
I do think it'll continue to grow. How have I seen it? I've witnessed coming up to certain areas of the lake where I'd noodle and find other anglers already in the water filling it, and that's fine because you know, I enjoy people getting out and having a good time with their friends and family. It's what it's all about. So it's definitely going to keep growing. I don't see it just blowing up too crazy, because not everybody's willing to stick their hands in a flathead hole. You got a lot of people that love their rod and reel, and I appreciate that too.
Well, Oklahoma is obviously the noodling hotbed, probably of the entire country, but it is really catching on here in Texas. And like we mentioned, you've pretty much lived that entire experience over the last couple of years, because prior to 2011. It was a $500 fine.
My rod and reels have dust on them right now, and except for my crappie rod, that'll always stay clean and shined up. That's my weapon of choice. But yeah, my big flathead poles are all tucked up in the corner, and I'll always have them. You know, there'll be a day when I probably won't be able to get in the water, and I'll start back to rod and reel fishing. But It's the Native American way of fishing. It's getting back with how my ancestors did it, and makes me feel like I'm not a yuppie.
Yeah, there's not much worse out there than a yuppie. Folks that are afraid to get their hands a little dirty, and well, maybe a liberal yuppie. That might actually be worse. But Eddie, I know that it's killing you that you're not able to fish the tournament in Claremore, Oklahoma this weekend. Like we mentioned, you are laid up in the hospital with that infection in your leg. But hey, man, I do want to give you the opportunity to promote your Bare Knuckle Babes Facebook page. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, my wife, after realizing the passion I had for the sport, she realized I was going to be in the water quite a lot during the summer, and to kind of to jump in and be able to have fun with it as much as I am. She took on a little venture of some female noodlers that we are friends with, and we have a calendar at bareknucklebabes.com or the Facebook page. But some of the female noodlers that we fish with, holding up some big old flatheads, and it's a right we on. Like to we go to the events. We'll be the girls will be at the Paul's Valley tournament. Paul's Valley tournament is the original noodling tournament. Brad Beasley, the director of Mudcats, puts on a. He's also the director of the Okie Noodling documentaries, where the Okie Noodling tournament came from, and he puts on the best event for all noodlers every year. It's a big, awesome outdoor event, live music, and it's a really cool deal. They got an outdoor water tank where they do live demonstrations and showing people how to grab the fish by the mouth and stuff, and the girls will be there with the booth, selling the calendars, and having a good time. And everybody, if they can make it out June 22nd, Paul's Valley, would be a great time.
Very cool. Well, hey, Eddie, last thing here, and I want to go back to your 90-pound flathead that you caught at the Red River Shootout just a couple weeks ago. Of course, 81 pounds by their scale. But anyway, when you first grab this fish's mouth, I mean, did you know immediately that you were tangling with an absolute monster flathead?
Yeah, when you grab that bottom jaw and you got about 3 inches of lip before you get to that little pocket where your knuckles go in on the backside, you know it's going to be a big fish. And I, you know, I had my both hands in its mouth and still could have put another two fists in there. It's always a good sign. But the thump it made from the first time I felt it bite me, you can just feel the water move and the rock move and everything around you, and you can just tell it's going to be a big fish. And it was a big entrance to the hole, so Austin knew there was going to be something big in there. They're real territorial, and if a small fish will get in a big fish's hole, I've caught 45-pound fish that got a bite mark on the side of their belly where you can tell a 60, 70, 80-pound fish had just chomped down on it and told them to get out of my hole.
Well, hey, man, it's a hell of a sport, that's for sure, and I will definitely be taking you up on that offer. I'd love to go noodling with you, and I'm looking forward to it.
We'll go get bit.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Hey, congrats again on the record-breaking fish, the big payday, and I wish you a speedy recovery, my friend.
Thank you, Cable. It was good talking to you. Take care.
All right, there he goes. Noodling champion Eddie Drake of Rockwall, Texas. Definitely enjoyed visiting with him. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Chad Parker. He writes a blog for The Backwoods Life, a great site with tons of hunting and outdoor-related content on it. And anyway, if you're like me, you're probably at least somewhat interested in filming your hunts. And self-filming can be a very difficult task. Chad is a seasoned veteran, and he's got a lot of great information to share with us. So we'll get into all of that coming up next, only on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. I hope I'm at least half the Dan that he didn't have to be.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargoes anywhere. CM Cargoes, Wells Cargoes, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs. Like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand. Ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs.
If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIguns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Frisco Gun Club is a one-of-a-kind facility offering a luxury gun range, club, and retail pro shop, selling firearms, ammo, accessories, and apparel. With 36 handgun lanes and 4 rifle lanes, it's the largest indoor range in the country. Gunsmiths are on-site, and CHL and safety training classes are available. Frisco Gun Club is open to the public and has a variety of annual memberships from entry-level to private VIP club, complete with full bar, cigar room, and upscale dining. Call 855-FRISCO-CLUB, that's 855-FRISCO-CLUB, or visit friscogun.com. Opening summer 2013.
secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen.
All right, there's a little George Strait for you this morning. Perhaps the greatest song about dads ever written right there. Anyway, I'm Cable Smith, welcoming everybody back to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. This segment of the program proudly brought to you by Lone Star Light, the official beer of our show and the national beer of Texas. Grab an ice-cold Lone Star Light to unwind after your next hunting or fishing adventure. And speaking of outdoor adventures, if you're like me, you probably wish that you had a lot of those finer moments spent in the outdoors recorded on film. Or I guess nowadays it's all digital. But I sure would enjoy being able to share that stuff with friends and family. And that's why I've asked our next guest to join us today. He's a longtime outdoor cameraman, and his recent blog entry for The Backwoods Life focuses on how to successfully self-film your hunting adventures. And so it is my pleasure to welcome Chad Parker to the program.
Yeah, no problem. Enjoy being here.
Glad to have you, Chad. And, you know, we're going to talk about self-filming hunts this morning because, you know, I often take my camera into the woods with me, and for one reason or another, you know, whether I forget to hit record or I can't get the animal in frame or maybe even in focus, I miss out on a lot of great footage, and it'd be nice to be able to share those hunting memories with my friends and family.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can count on numerous occasions where I've had a good deer in range and couldn't get a camera on them or, you know, couldn't get the bow up and the camera at the same time. And it's frustrating, but like you just said, whenever you get home and you do get it on camera, it's well worth it. And you hope that those times that they slip away that you might get a, you know, second chance or another opportunity at those deer.
Right. And so, Chad, how long have you been self-filming your hunts?
I've been self-filming for 4 or 5 years now. And I've really gotten into it real hard the last 2 or 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And I've definitely learned a lot over these past 2 or 3 years when it comes to filming these hunts.
Well, Chad, you mentioned in your blog entry that, you know, obviously this has made you a better cameraman, but it's also made you a better hunter as well.
When you're out there and you have a camera and a bow, I mean, that's twice the movement. And for any of these people listening that come out and they film their own hunts, they know exactly what I'm talking about. And those who want to, they'll learn it real fast. But when that deer comes out, your first movement is usually to grab that bow and get ready. But when you have that camera, you got to focus on that camera first and that bow second. And there's a lot of times when I'm out there that, I mean, I'm just, before I might would, you know, sacrifice a little more movement out there. But now once you get out there, you got to, you know, be very careful with every movement that you make because you have to get that camera, one, on them and focus first and then get your bow up and ready to go. And that's real difficult along with just your setup in general. I mean, before I'd really self-film and do all that, I would go out there and I'd find a good tree with a, you know, or a good spot on the ground, a good place for ground blind. And I wouldn't really worry about my view too much, just made sure I had a few shooting lanes. But now having to film, you know, you're more focused on, you know, will I be, where, how far can I see that deer out with the camera? Or, you know, will I get a good shot of that deer coming in? And, you know, because you always want good camera roll before, you know, kill shot. You don't want just 2 seconds of a deer and then a shot. So
right.
That's, you know, it's made me a better hunter because I've paid a lot more attention to my surroundings than I did when I was just, you know, going in there, climbing a tree and hunting.
Right. So you're obviously much more in tune with your surroundings when you're self-filming your hunt. Let's talk about cameras because obviously they can be pretty pricey. Are there options out there that are affordable for your average Texas hunter who's interested in starting to self-film his hunts?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of options out there. Cable Cameras has a lot of setups already, you know, designed for that, and there's cameras that range from $400. For instance, like a Canon Vixia, I think it's a HF M500. They're really good cameras. They're full HD, you know, 1080, and they record on a hard drive, which is, for you know, if you're self-filming, you don't need a real big camera out there because that's just more stuff to tote around and set up. The bigger it is, the harder it is to set up by yourself. And I would recommend a smaller camera like one of the Canon Vixias. And if you wanted to spend a little more, you can get a setup for that around $500 with a camera arm and everything ready to go. And, you know, most of them have about a 10x optical zoom on them, about 200x digital zoom. And just to tell you a little quick thing about that is you really want to stay out of the digital zoom because that's what distorts your video. So anybody listening that has a camera with digital zoom, it definitely distorts the video. So just I usually manually turn off that digital zoom and just stick to the optical.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So when you're in the market looking for a camera, always look for the optical zoom. And the higher the number, the more zoom you have. I would just, if it says digital, I mean, I just disregard it because you don't want to use that.
Right, right.
But, you know, they also make one called a Canon XA10, and it actually has a manual focus ring on it, which is another thing I was going to tell you about. When it comes to focusing, automatic focus in the woods is really hard to do, which a lot of people, when you're self-filming, you think it's going to make it easier, but really it just makes your video focus in and out, in and out, in and out. It makes it hard to view.
Oh, yeah, and I'll share something real quick. I was filming a turkey hunt for a buddy. It was actually Mitch Moreland's first spring turkey hunt, and here comes this huge gobbler that we called in. He's beelining it for our decoys, and right before Mitch drops that sucker, my digital camera focuses in on a limb 3 feet in front of my face, and all you see is a blurry turkey in the background for the kill shot. So that autofocus really can be a bummer.
Yep, so the more you can stay away from that autofocus, the better too. And if you can find a camera and you can afford it, like the Canon, you know, it's probably runs closer to $1,000, $1,500, somewhere in there, you know, with equipment. But, I mean, it's got a manual focus ring, it'll make it a lot easier on you. I've been through several cameras, and I wish now that I would have just started with one with a manual focus ring and just saved my money or bit the bullet and got the little bit better camera with that manual focus ring. Because in the end, you're just throwing money away by just going with the one without it, in my opinion.
Right, right.
So, I mean, there's many options out there. You don't have to get one that's real expensive, but if you can find anything with manual focus, it'll make it a lot more enjoyable for you.
Chad, are there any camera add-ons or other pieces of equipment that you've purchased over the years that, looking back on, you think, man, that was a waste of money. I really just didn't need that.
Really not much, because I've always been on a budget, really, just like everyone else when it comes to buying this camera gear, and it's really expensive. But there's a few things that I would definitely not go cheap on, and that's what I think would be a real good lesson, and that's camera arm. You want to Muddy makes an awesome camera arm. I use a lot of those, and you know, you can try them all out. You know, just don't buy one off the internet. See if any, you know, friends have one or something like that, and see how it fits you, because a lot of them are hard to get on trees, and they're a pain. You want to make sure that it fits you good and you like it before you just buy one. Otherwise, you're going to get it, you're going to put it up in that tree, it's going to be a pain, and you're going to just go to buy another one. That's just wasted money.
Yeah.
And same with a fluid head. Don't buy cheap heads for them, tripod heads. Just go ahead and bite the bullet and get a good fluid head, and you'll make your video 10 times better. No jumping, no glitches in it at all.
Okay, so don't skimp on the fluid head. And for our listeners out there who might not really understand what that is, explain its purpose.
A fluid head is what actually attaches to the tripod or the camera arm, and that's what your camera attaches to, and you have a handle on it, and that's what moves the camera around. And it's filled with fluid. Some of them are just put together with bolts, and so it's kind of rough. You know, they put a little bit of grease in there, but it gets rough. But these fluid heads actually have fluid in them, and there's some of them are smooth as glass. So that's another thing, you want to try them out before you get one, because it'll make 10 times the difference in your video once you get it on.
Okay, Chad, what has been the easiest animal for you to film personally compared to the toughest?
Turkey probably by far is the easiest to film,
especially
if you have a decoy out. I mean, they're just pretty easy. Toughest animal is probably by far the whitetail, because most of the time, if you got, unless it's just a buck coming in on his own, but most of the time you have does, or, you know, and there's a bunch of eyes and they're real keen on that movement, and it's tough to get that camera and your bow or rifle, whatever you're using, set up and, you know, in sync, and it's a pain. Mm-hmm. So I definitely say the whitetail is the hardest animal to film and turkey's the easiest.
Well, Chad, we are almost out of time, man, but any last-second tips that you could share with our listeners today?
The main thing for me is y'all go out there and have fun with it, but if it, when it becomes to being a job and work, just step back a little bit, go back out there with your gun or bow, and just do like you used to do, and then get back on the film and keep it fun. That's what you're out there for.
Well, hey, brother, great stuff this morning. I really enjoyed it. It was very informative. If folks want to check out your blog, they can do so at southernbackwoods.com. That's the site for the Backwoods Life. They've got a lot of great hunting content on there. We certainly appreciate your time today, and I wish you continued success with all of your self-filming endeavors, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on here, and good luck to everybody out there.
Appreciate it, man. There he goes, veteran cameraman Chad Parker. I definitely did not realize how important a fluid head was, so, man, I actually learned a lot from that interview. Goodness, look at the time. We got to rock and roll and get on out of here. Thanks to all of our guests today. Of course, Chad, as well as Noodler Eddie Drake. Also, Travis T-Bone Turner and Bill Cox of Cox Wildlife Ranch. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show. A special thanks to all those dads out there. Have an awesome Father's Day weekend. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
And for every dollar I earn, there's a lesson you learn without me there. And every day I'm on the go, I'm praying that you know your daddy cares. 'Cause the hardest part about working hard ain't the bills I gotta pay. It's you growing up while I was away.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here to remind you about Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star State and the Lone Star Outdoors Show. So whether I'm on the water or in the woods, Game Guard is the name I trust. Hitting the lake for the spring crappie spawn? Choose from 13 different colors in the microfiber vent back fishing shirt. These high quality feather light shirts offer unmatched comfort and performance. And my favorite part, they are virtually wrinkle free, ideal for the outdoorsman or woman on the go. Maybe you're headed out to chase a big gobbler this season. Well, Game Guard's full line of outerwear is Texas Tough, made by Texas hunters for the Texas hunter. So do yourself a favor and visit GameGuard.net for all your hunting and fishing apparel needs. Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Manly Rods, get your hands on one. The Manly Rods Adjust-A-Butt System is the most revolutionary fishing product on the market today. This amazing system increases backbone strength, height, and sensitivity and allows the fishing rod butt to be adjusted to any desired length. The patent-pending Adjust-A-Butt System is standard on all Manly Rods and available to custom rod builders, which means endless customization possibilities for all you fishermen and fisherwomen. Check out ManlyRods.com. Manly Rods, feel the difference.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family-owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000-square-foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com.
All right, listen up, all you Texas outdoorsmen and women. SDS Outdoors is a top-tier manufacturer and distributor of high-quality, feature-rich, luxury outdoor products. Their product lines include luxury deer blinds, deer blind windows, gun range towers, bow fishing boats, and a whole lot more. Call SDS Outdoors at 214-551-1530 or check them out online at www.sdsoutdoors.com.
Chevy Silverado has been recognized by Vincentric for lowest total cost of ownership of any full-sized pickup. Based on factors like depreciation, fuel, and maintenance, visit your local Chevy dealer to find out why the Silverado is a smart choice. Based on Vincentric US 2012 model level analysis.